struggle with sin and weakness. So there are things about ourselves that annoy us. There are things about ourselves that trouble us, and sometimes in our battle with our sin, and of course, Satan, we consider it a real battle. It's a real struggle. The sermon text later on is all about putting on the whole armor of God. And as we do that, that brings us to the theme for today, which is, with God's help, we can defeat Satan's attacks. We begin with hymn 447, Fight the Good Fight with All Thy Might.
Given us all our sins,
To them that believe on his name, he giveth power to become the sons of God, and promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant us, Lord, to us all. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. That you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God that I command you. Keep them and do them, for that will be your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples, who when they hear all these statutes will say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what great nation is there that has a God so near to it as the Lord our God is to us, whenever we call upon him? And what great nation is there that has statutes and rules so righteous as all this law that I set before you today? Here ends our Old Testament reading. The epistle for this morning is written in the 6th chapter of Ephesians, beginning at the 10th verse. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, and that, of course, is Paul's plea for their prayers on his behalf. For which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as they ought to speak. Here ends the epistle. We read responsively and gradually. Vindicate me, O Lord.
For I have walked in my integrity, and I have trusted in the Lord without fear.
Prove me, O Lord, and try me.
Test my heart and my mind.
And wash my hands in innocence.
And go around for all your honor.
Proclaiming thanksgiving aloud.
And tell all your wondrous deeds.
O Lord, I love the habitation of your house. Hallelujah. O Lord, deal with your servants according to your mercy, and teach me your statutes. It's striking where the psalmist says, I go around in innocence. Yeah, I wash my hands in innocence. And of course, he's not writing about his own goodness before God. He's thinking of the forgiveness he has in the blood of the Lamb. And in that sense, all of us can say we wash our hands in innocence, completely forgiven, covered by Christ's righteousness. Please rise. The Holy Gospel is written in the 7th chapter of St. Mark, beginning at the 1st verse.
Glory be to
thee. Now when the Pharisees gathered to him, Jesus, with some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem, they saw that some of his disciples ate with hands that were defiled, that is, unwashed. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands properly, holding to the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And there are many other traditions that they observe, such as the washing of cups and pots and copper vessels and dining couches. And the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands? And he said to them, well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. You leave the commandment of God and hold to the tradition of men. And he called the people to him again and said to them, hear me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going into him can defile him, but the things that come out of a person are what defile him. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person. There ends our gospel lesson. We join with all who believe in the living God in confessing our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed, on page 12. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. We sing Stand Up for Jesus in 451, and we'll stand during the final stanza. We will read a portion of our epistle reading of our text. in Ephesians chapter 6, beginning in verse 1, verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. So far, our text. Stand up. Stand up for Jesus. Stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you. You dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor. Each piece put on with prayer. Where duty calls for danger, be never wanting there. Dear fellow believers in Christ, know your enemy. If we must do battle with someone, the better we understand him and what kind of fight we're up against, the better our chances are of defeating him. The Bible says your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. The world doesn't even know it has an enemy. And Satan, in fact, many people don't believe Satan even exists, that Satan is real. Jesus warns us that Satan was a murderer from the beginning. Satan is happy to keep people in the dark as he leads them to eternal death. We're told, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. This battle that we're engaged in is a spiritual battle. And this enemy that we're fighting is a spiritual enemy, Satan and his demons. Human wisdom and strength and righteousness don't have a chance against Satan and his demons. We have no hope of defeating this enemy by ourselves. The Bible assures us, greater is Christ who is in you than Satan who is in the world. Satan is strong, but God is stronger. Our success against Satan doesn't depend on how strong we are. It depends on how strong God is. We're urged, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Be strong in the Lord. And the original is literally, be strengthened in the Lord. When we rely on God for strength, we can defeat Satan. James says, submit yourselves to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. God will send him away. Come near to God and he will come near to you. A soldier would be foolish to go into battle wearing only some of his armor. We're told, put on the whole armor of God. God has all the help we need if we will use all the help God has to give us. The Bible warns us, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. Peter vowed to remain faithful to Jesus until death. But he was relying on himself and how strong he thought his faith was instead of relying on Jesus, and he would fail. We may have the best of intentions to serve our Lord, but we're in trouble if we are relying on how strong and experienced and gifted we think we are. Satan is very intelligent. Observant. He understands human nature. Starting with Adam and Eve, the devil has tons of experience and success in spiritual warfare. That is why we need to put on the whole armor of God. The less we rely on ourselves and the more we rely on God, the stronger he makes us. Like Paul, when I realize my own weaknesses and instead rely on God for strength, then I'm strong. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil. name, and having done all to stand firm. God promises us that with his armor on, when Satan attacks us and tempts us, we will be able to stand firm against him. We're all sinners. We all have weaknesses. We are all tempted. But in Jesus, we're not slaves to our sin and our weakness and our temptations. Relying on Jesus, someone who is gay doesn't have to live a gay lifestyle. A person with a drug problem doesn't have to have that drug. A worrier doesn't have to live in constant fear and on and on about our own weaknesses, right? With Paul, we say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth. In Bible times, men wore long gowns. They would gird up their loins by taking the bottom of the gown and lifting it up, tucking it in the front of their belt. So it was like wearing long shorts. In this way, soldiers could move and fight more easily. They would wear a leather belt around their middle to help deflect weapons. In our battles with Satan, the first thing our Lord tells us he gives us is the belt of truth. Jesus prayed to his Father, on our behalf, sanctify them for the truth. Your word is truth. The word of truth is the most important part of our armor. Our entire strength and defense depend on God's word. In the wilderness, Jesus resisted every one of Satan's temptations by turning to his word. When the devil tries to tempt us and put doubt in our minds, did God really say that? Is it really that way? We resist him and defeat him by opening our Bible, getting God's word in front of our eyes, and praying, Lord, help us to understand this, to believe this, to obey this. Stand therefore, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate went from the neck down to the waist, protecting a soldier's vital organs, in particular, his heart. Our confidence before God isn't found in the good things that we do for him. Our confidence before God is found in Christ's perfect life and death for us. Our confidence for salvation is the same as Paul's, that I may be found in Christ, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. The righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith. Satan will attack us with feelings of guilt over sins in our past, of discouragement over past failures, and of unworthiness of God's forgiveness, love, and help. We take comfort in knowing that covered by Christ's righteousness, God declares us sinners to be righteous in his sight. Remember, we're talking about the breastplate of righteousness. Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. We protect our hearts with the breastplate of righteousness. We trust in Jesus' righteousness, covering us and Satan's attempts to condemn us. Faith. Stand firm. And as shoes for your feet, put on readiness given by the gospel of peace. A soldier may be covered with body armor, but he's still very vulnerable if his feet aren't also protected. We know that because Jesus died for us on the cross, all of our sins are forgiven. God loves us. God is at peace with us, and we have peace with God. The gospel of peace in Christ is our footing, our firm foundation on which we stand in all of our battles against Satan. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2 says, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. The shield pictured here in the original was 4 feet tall and 2.5 feet wide. A shield protects a soldier from being hit. Satan does his best to tempt us and hurt us. But when we place our faith in Jesus and his word, he shields us, turning Satan's blows away. When Satan tries to beat you down and wear you out and tempt you to give up, keep turning to Jesus and his word. Placing our faith in Jesus and his word, he promises we can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, whatever the devil throws at us. Take the helmet of salvation. The helmet protects a soldier's head, the most important part of our body. Jesus protects us from Satan and eternal death in hell, and gives us eternal life in heaven. Jesus is talking about our helmet of salvation, so to speak, when he assures us, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone pluck them out of my hand." The soldier needs a weapon. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says that the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. A soldier used a sword to defend himself and attack his enemy. Jesus didn't only use his word to defend himself against Satan's temptations in the wilderness. He kept attacking and defeating Satan's lies with his word. Finally, Satan had to leave her. We can use God's word not only to defend ourselves from Satan's attacks, but also to defeat Satan's attacks. Whatever temptations or doubts Satan tries to keep to put into our minds, we keep turning to God's word. The devil cannot stand against God's word. The hymn writer urges us, wield God's word, a weapon glorious. Against each foe, we'll be victorious. Be praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication requests. Prayer is a very powerful weapon. You think of prayer as a weapon? Prayer is a very powerful weapon God has given us with which to defeat Satan. Our Heavenly Father is always there for us, always willing to listen to our prayers. And he gives us just the help we need. The psalmist says, "The righteous cry, and the Lord hears, and he delivers them out of all their troubles." To help us defeat Satan, our Lord tells us, keep alert with all perseverance. Satan never relaxes in his mission to bring us down to hell. He may be direct, or he may be subtle. He may hit us very hard all at once, or he may keep chipping away at us, trying to wear us down. We stay on the alert against the devil by staying close to Jesus. We stay close to Jesus through prayer and through continually hearing and studying his word. Jesus tells us, keep watching and praying, that you may not enter into temptation. And speaking of prayer, Paul told the Ephesians, make supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth, boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. Paul was put in prison for preaching Christ crucified for the world. Paul is tempted to be discouraged and afraid, and shut his mouth. He A soldier doesn't fight alone against the enemy. He and his fellow soldiers depend on each other and support each other. Paul told the Colossians that their fellow believer, Epaphras, is always wrestling in prayer for you. Colossians 4, verse 12. Through prayer, we fight alongside each other in our battles against Satan. Remember each other in your prayers. Pray also for our pastors and our teachers in our Christian schools, especially for those who are in difficult circumstances. And we think in particular of some of the brothers and sisters in India and Nepal, for instance. Rely on God for strength. Tell people about their Savior. The world is so troubled. And we have what the world needs in Jesus Christ. Each one of us has areas in which we are particularly weak. Our Lord has the help each of us needs. Put on the whole armor of God. Rely on God for strength. Pray. Place your trust in God and His Word. Your faith in the gospel and proclaim it. With God's help, we can defeat Satan's attacks. Rise to arms. With prayer, implore you, O Christians, lest the will destroy you, for Satan has designed your fall. Wield God's word, a weapon glorious. Against each foe, you'll be victorious. Our God will set you over them all. Is Satan strong and fell? Here is Emmanuel. Sing Hosanna. The strong ones yield with Christ our shield, and we as conquerors hold the field. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Deep guile and cunning, he tries to snare our hearts with worldly cares and settle schemes for happiness, and to cloud our minds with doubt and confusion regarding your word. He never tires in his effort to lead us away from your path of righteousness to the ways of sin. As the father of lies, he delights in sowing seeds of discord and suspicion, especially among us believers. Dear God, in your word, you promise that if we resist the devil, he will flee from us. You have admonished us to take up the shield of faith with which we can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. We implore you, therefore, to bless our hearts richly with your grace through the Holy Spirit. Give us a strong faith in you and your word, so that we can resist Satan and defeat his temptations. Protect us at all times, so that Satan cannot snatch your saving gospel from us and bring us to unbelief and despair. By your Holy Spirit, keep us steadfast and true to your word, causing us to search it diligently in private study, and to give prayerful attention to it when it is preached and taught. Nourish and strengthen our faith by your word, and cause the instruction, guidance, and the encouragement it gives us to produce rich fruits in our lives. Forgive us for the times we fail in the good fight and fall into sin. Forgive and renew us. Strengthen and sustain us until we finally enter the kingdom of glory in heaven. Make your word powerful to save wherever it is proclaimed, that more and more souls be won for Christ and rescued from Satan. For Jesus' sake, we ask it, and in his name we join in praying. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, and to thy church, thy Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that thy word, as befits it, may not be bound, but have free course and be preached to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve you and in the confession of your name abide unto the end. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. His face shine upon thee and be gracious to thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.